Sex?
Yes, please.
Relationships?
Yeah.
Advice?
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Have I ever told you about the Countess?
The Countess, what is that?
Oh, okay, so there's this woman who lives in my building, and we have nicknamed her the Countess. I don't know what her real name is, and I don't want to know. Like, we love just calling her the Countess. And here's why. So we noticed whenever we came home, she'd be just standing in front of the building, tapping her fingers and mouthing something. A few feet later, and then sometimes we would see her, like, out in the wild. I ran into her. I didn't run into her, but I saw her at the grocery store just standing there doing the same thing. And I was like, is she catatonic? What is she doing? So we asked the super. We're like, you know that woman? We described her. He's like, yeah, she has OCD for counting. She has to count a certain amount of times before she can take a certain amount of steps. She has really bad OCD, and she doesn't want to take her medication. So everywhere she goes, she has to count. So she'll walk to the elevator and stand in front of the elevator for a while and count. I'm like, you'll come to the elevator and be like, are you getting on? She'll go, no, you go. You're like, okay, I'll go on. Watch how easy it is. I'm going on the elevator. I didn't count. So my boyfriend and I, Joe and I, nicknamed her the Countess. We call her, which is probably a terrible name, but because she counts. And we'll tell each other. I'll be like, oh, my God, I saw the Countess.
Yeah, and you're a psychologist.
Yeah, I am.
And you're making fun of her OCD, which you're supposed to be helping her.
I'm not her psychologist. You know, she chose to go off her meds. I mean, she has a doctor who has prescribed medication to her, and she doesn't want to take it. So I feel like, you know, that makes her fair game.
I think you have OCD when nobody is home and you have to turn on all the lights.
Oh, you think that's an OCD thing that I do?
I think that's an OCD thing. I definitely do. And it's funny because when you walk in the house, and I'm not one light or two. Every light is on.
The kitchen,
in
the bathroom, every light in the living room, every light in every bedroom. Yeah, all the lights are on. Because I have to say to anybody who's going to break in, everyone's home. There's somebody in every single room in the house. There's somebody in the kitchen. There's somebody in the bathroom. So if you're coming in here, you better be ready to take on eight of us. Because yeah. There's lots of us here.
I think that's a little OCD.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say my worst OCD thing isn't even putting all the lights on. I don't know if you and I never went out to eat together. So you don't. We did. But we
did every now and then.
Ish. Every now and then. But we were always with other people. So you probably didn't notice because I'm subtle about it. If somebody's sitting across from me, I don't like their fork facing me. So I will sit down and I'll just move the fork askew. I do it so subtly, like a magician, like dink. You don't even know what happened. People are sitting there talking. Everyone's having their drinks. You look up to order from the waiter. Dink. That's it. The fork is facing away from me now. I do not like forks facing me. I feel like it's something aggressive and dangerous about it. I don't like it.
That makes no sense. But the knife can face you.
Well, because the knife is flat, whereas the fork is like looking up at you. Like, I don't know. There's something about the fork facing me. I just don't like it. I find the fork very offensive.
Spoons are okay.
Spoons are not dangerous. I can handle a spoon. I can take a spoon. Come at me with a spoon.
And the actual knife itself doesn't yeah. bother you, but the fork does.
The fork does, because forks are so weird. Spoons are sort of flat-ish. Knives are flat-ish. But the fork is like, I don't know. I'm always afraid someone's going to propel it into me. I don't know. There's something about the fork I don't like. I don't want you looking at me, fork.
So what is your OCD thing that maybe nobody else knows? Like the fork thing with Cooper that nobody
yeah,
knows.
Yeah, what do you got?
But her.
Give us a call right now.
888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
You hear it?
Relationships.
You've heard of this.
And advice.
I don't know if it's an OCD thing, but I can't stand a light above me.
Oh, how come?
I don't know. It's like God looking down at me. I don't know what it is. I just, it makes me so uncomfortable. I want to just rip my skin off if there's a light above me.
Do you feel like you're being interrogated by the world?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you go to the last place I worked at, I took the bulbs out of the light above my desk.
It's so funny. You I've noticed that you do that, but I thought it was because you just like an environment that's kind of like low lit and mellow. I didn't realize you had a problem with overhead lighting.
I have a problem with overhead lighting. So when I walk into the bedroom and you have the lights on above, it's like it hurts my brain.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I just realized when we lived together, you didn't use the overhead lighting. You had lamps everywhere.
I had lamps. So if the light is below my eyes, I'm good. Above, it hurts.
I didn't even know that about you after all of this time. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. What a weird thing to learn.
I think it was because we always did nights. So yeah. I always like it dark. And then when we did mornings, look how dark the studio was, because there's no way I can do a radio show with lights.
Elizabeth, what's your weird OCD thing?
I can't deal with open doors. Like, it doesn't matter if it's like a closet door or a bathroom door or any kind of door. Like, all the doors always have to be shut, or I can't. I just have to shut them. I don't know. I can't really concentrate. One time in high school, I was in the middle of a Scholastic Bowl match. That's like trivia stuff. And I had my coach called a timeout so we could shut the door to the outside of the room.
Whoa. So your coach knew about it, so he realized that you couldn't concentrate if the door was open.
Because he knew about it because we practiced in the science room, and he always wanted to have the doors open.
And you were like, no, you can't. You can't.
No, I can't.
it drives
my friends nuts because they have, like, animals or whatever, and they're like, you can't shut the door. You know, the cat box is in here. I'm like, whatever. I'm shutting it.
And then, so you shut doors at other people's houses, too.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So when you go into a business and there's a sign that says, please leave door open, what do you do?
I have to have my back to it so that I'll try and forget that it was ever open. But if I can see that it's still open, then I just won't go into that business.
Wow.
I'll take my business elsewhere.
Terrible?
No, that's your thing. Everyone has a thing. That's your thing. You will take your business elsewhere. That's all.
Sex, relationships, and advice.
Please say the name of the person you wish to call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're talking about what your weird OCD thing is. Everyone has that one thing. It's like quirky and cute, but you know, if you think about it, it's probably like a little bit OCD. I had this roommate in college. Nobody was allowed to sit on her bed or touch anything that was special or personal to her. And I just thought she was just like entitled and weird and just didn't want people touching things. But as I got to know her, she said, no, it's because they're part of her. And if somebody was to touch something that she had, they'd be contaminating it, making it less hers. Yeah. She was like, once they touch it, it's no longer mine. It's not just my germs on it. It's someone else's. So now it's like partially theirs. And I noticed it. I brought it up to her only the first time when I noticed that she was like scrubbing something in the sink, like scrubbing, scrubbing, scrubbing. I'm like, what are you doing? And it was, I don't know, something stupid, like a pencil holder or just something dumb. And she said that she noticed that somebody had come over the house and had moved the pencil holder, and they touched it, and it was driving her crazy. So if it was something that was no big deal, she would throw it away, but it was something that was sort of more personal to her, she would scrub it, scrub it, scrub it, and put alcohol on it and wipes and just cleanse it away from the germs of the contaminator.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. I'm like that with my car. If anybody drives my car, it's not my car anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I have to really scrub it down. You move the seat, you touch the radio, it makes me crazy.
You got to throw it out and get a whole new car.
And I usually do. That's why I go through cars so quick.
That's why you go through cars, because somebody else touched your car. Hi, Paige. What's your little adorable Paige thing that you have?
Well, it's only if I'm not doing anything with my hands. If I'm wearing a jacket or a sweater that has a button or a zipper at the bottom of it, I'll just sit there and either unbutton it, button it back, unbutton it, button it back, and then, or if it's a zipper, I'll start the zipper and then pull it apart and start it. I don't know why.
Oh, you're fun on a date.
No, I've been married for 9 years, so no dating. I don't know why.
And now let me ask you something. So do people notice and say, Paige, what are you doing?
No, not that I know of. I think I'm pretty discreet about it. And I'll catch myself doing it and go, oh, that's not good. I don't need to do that. But
you'll stop yourself.
Yes, I'll catch myself doing it and I'll go, why am I doing that? I need to stop doing that. And then I'll forget, and then I'll catch myself
doing it again.
Doing this. Yeah.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
Matt likes to count. He's kind of like the lady that lives in your place who likes
the countess.
To count.
Yeah,
the
Matt, if you're single, I got somebody for you. You guys
can
count
you
together.
Imagine.
But Matt, you like everything in threes. Like what? What's got to be in threes?
Well, no, it'll just come up out of nowhere. Like if I'm chewing my food or something, and then I'll just get this urge, like I have to chew three times, or you know, if I'm kissing my wife, I'll have to kiss her three times. You know, it has to be three times, or even just breathing. If I'm in the middle of a breath and I think about it, all of a sudden I have to breathe three times.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Please say the name of the person you wish to call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're talking about those weird little OCD quirks we all have, but you know, they're just the things that make us charming. They make us charming. Rhonda, you get this, right?
I have my own little rituals.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't drive my car down the road unless the stuffed animal on my dash is positioned just so.
Wow.
Now is the stuffed animal looking out?
No, it's actually looking towards the inside of the car. And its head has to hang over the dash.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's just how it has to be. I've had it since I bought my car, first new car I ever got, so it has to be just so. And then before I go to bed at night, I have to put the remote, my glass of water, and my alarm clock in order on my nightstand by the bed.
Oh, well, Anthony understands that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Anthony's all about that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it, too, is so that when I wake up, I don't knock my water all over everything. But, you know, still, I mean, if it's not in the right order and I notice I've set my glass down wrong, I have to fix it.
See, now that's functional. That makes more sense. But the stuffed animal one's great.
Anybody else know about the stuffed animal or just you?
It's just me.
Mm-hmm. And what is it? Is it a dog? What is it?
It is a little white and blue dog, matches my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'm going to crash someday because when I turn a corner really fast and it flies off, I
you got to go after it.
Grab it and fix it.
Oh, no. Well, you know, you could do like a double stick tapey kind of thing and just glue them on
there. Velcro him on. There you go.
There you go. Velcro him on.
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships,
and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I know the other OCD thing about you is your egg mug.
Oh, well, that's just, you know, that's again, it's hygiene. I'm concerned. If I do anything with eggs, if I make like scrambled eggs or even have to crack an egg in something, I have one specific mug. That's my egg mug. Because in case there's salmonella, I don't want to drink salmonella when I have coffee.
You can break it in a bowl. You can break the egg directly into the pan. You don't have to put it in a mug first.
Ah, I have a lot of mugs and very few bowls. So for me, it's a necessity thing. If I use a bowl for an egg and then I need a bowl for cereal, I got to wash a bowl. I have like four bowls. I have 100 mugs.
And you can't use that mug to drink coffee.
No, because it's the egg mug.
But it's actually started its life as a coffee mug.
Did it? Because when I got it, I was like, oh, good, an egg mug.
No, it started its life as a coffee mug. That's what its intent was.
Not as far as I know. Now, Beth, what don't you like? What's your OCD thing?
I don't like things to touch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I get the food, I look at all of it on a plate and taste all of it and then decide the order in which I'm eating it, and I eat all of them first, okay? Only certain things go together.
Uh-huh.
All right. And if there's, like, if you get a burger and french fries or whatever,
uh-huh,
I line the fries up longest to shortest.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. That's it must take you forever.
It does. And when I start to order, like if I'm out with friends or whatever, and I start to order, they're like, oh, you're going to love this.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sex, relationships,
and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We have a new game that we're playing. It's called Say Uncle, and it's not a game that we play with each other, me and Anthony. It's a game that we play with you guys. And tonight we have Sherry and Tyler joining us. Sherry is the mom. Tyler is the kid.
Mm-hmm.
I say kid. He's, you know, he's in his 20s, but whatever. He's her kid. And the way Say Uncle works is we ask lots of very uncomfortable, really personal sex questions to the kid, in this case Tyler, in front of his mother, in front of Sherry, and we see how long they can both stand it. And the first person who says uncle, I'm out, that's the end of the game. But the idea is we want them to get to the end of it. We want to ask lots of uncomfortable questions and have Sherry be totally cool with it and then maybe yell at him later.
All right, why does Sherry and Tyler think they're coming on the air? What do they think is going to happen?
Okay, so I told them that we're going to do a little interview with Tyler and that Sherry is kind of acting as his lie detector, that she's there to just listen. She's not there to be part of the conversation. We're going to ask him questions and that she is just going to listen and react is what I told her.
So you completely lied to both of them.
I didn't really lie. We are interviewing him. I just didn't tell him the topic.
And then we're going to flip it around and ask the mom questions, and we'll see if Tyler can hold on the line and or say uncle immediately.
Right. I'm guessing he'll say uncle immediately. I would.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about Sherry and Jay.
Hey, Sherry, how old were you when you lost your uncle?
Right.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice.
You not ready to say uncle?
Say uncle or die. Say uncle or die.
The game is called Say Uncle. And that means that we're going to ask Tyler a bunch of very personal questions. And Sherry, you're just going to listen and you can comment. You know, you could say what you think. You could chime in. But mostly we're interviewing Tyler and asking him like very uncomfortable, very personal questions. But at any point, if either one of you are like, you know what, this is TMI, uncle. You say uncle and then the game is over.
All right.
All right.
All right, Tyler, the very first question on Say Uncle. What age did you lose your virginity?
I haven't yet.
You haven't yet.
Oh, Mom, did you know that?
I knew that.
Really? He tells you everything?
Yes. Unfortunately, he does.
Tyler, do you tell her, like, literally everything?
Not all the time.
But there's no secret.
There's some things I keep to myself.
Okay, question number two. What kind of things do you keep to yourself?
What things don't you tell Mom?
That only stays with me.
Okay, that's pretty good.
All right, Tyler, what is your go-to porn selection?
Do you want the honest answer or the complete lie?
I want the honest.
We want the honest answer.
Anything anal.
Nice. Nice. That's a good answer. Sherry, does he discuss that with you?
This one, no, but somehow it doesn't surprise me.
Oh, explain that.
Yeah, how come it doesn't surprise you?
He's Little J.
Oh, got it.
He's a clone, so, you know.
It's hereditary.
It is.
I'm sweating already.
Okay, question number, I don't know, we're up to four. Let's say four. Tyler, so far no one said uncle. I want to say thank you very much to both of you for that. So, Tyler, has anyone in your life that you're interested in asked to see a D-pic?
Yes.
And did you oblige? Did you send one?
Depend on who it was asking.
What, have you sent
one? Some I've said no to, some I've said yes to.
So you have
sent one?
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Sorry. You breathing?
Tyler, have you gotten any nudes in response back?
Yes.
Mom?
Still, I am not surprised. I have a feeling I know who one of these were.
Oh, you know who it was, too. So it's not that just that you know he has them. You know who they were from.
At least one of them, I feel pretty sure I know.
Okay, so Tyler, you haven't had actual sex yet, but I'm assuming you've done other things.
Yes.
Have you done any of these other things in your parents' house?
Yes. Actually, I had to think on that one.
Mom?
Not surprised.
She's still on board. So, Tyler, have you done any of these things in your parents' bed?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, thank God.
That's a line you won't cross.
It's a line I won't go to.
Right. What is your greatest fantasy? Sexually, obviously. I don't care about your hopes and dreams.
That's the same thing. When it comes to a guy, the same thing. Hopes and dreams.
Female agreeing to do it with me.
Somebody agreeing? Well, that you're adorable, so that shouldn't be too difficult.
You'd be surprised.
So coming back, we're going to flip the script. So Tyler, thank you for letting us make you feel very awkward and uncomfortable in front of your mother. But don't worry, turnaround is a bitch, because we're going to ask Sherry some questions coming up next.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Oh, fun.
Sex, relationships, advice.
You ready to say uncle?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Say uncle.
Sure, uncle.
The game is called Say Uncle. So at any time, either one of you can say uncle. We have Sherry, we have Tyler, mom and son. And now it's time to flip the script and ask mom some personal questions.
Okay, Sherry, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Sherry, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
19.
And was it with Tyler's father?
No, it was not.
Sherry, what is your go-to porn category?
I don't really do porn anymore.
Look at Tyler's face. Well,
when you did.
When I did.
I like the answer, though.
I didn't really have a go-to. Just whatever. Just anything.
Like whatever happened to be playing on the main page?
Yeah, basically.
All right, Sherry, where's... I hate asking these questions because I'm looking at Tyler. Sherry, where's the strangest place you ever had sex?
Probably a barn loft.
A barn loft?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds romantic. That doesn't sound strange. That sounds awesome.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
I know. Like,
I mean, nowhere else is really strange.
And, okay, so Sherry, another question for you. Has Tyler ever caught you having sex?
Not to my knowledge.
Tyler?
I don't recall ever walking in.
Oh, you would. That's something you wouldn't forget.
Yeah, you wouldn't forget that. You would hear that.
I've not walked in. I've not heard it. I don't know.
Okay. Sherry, have you ever gone through Tyler's drawers when he's not home?
I don't dare go in his room.
Well, thank you both of you.
Yeah,
that was great.
So
you didn't say uncle once, and you answered truthfully.
Reach us on CooperandAnthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Coming up, a listener wants to know, is she the jerk for catching a shoplifter? And sex toys are in the news. Not one news story, but two.
Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
This was actually a really good call that was left for us. So I thought I would play it and maybe we can help her.
So I saw a mother and she had three kids with her at the grocery store. And as I was shopping, I saw her steal a bunch of snacks and throw them in her purse. And she had no idea I saw her do this. Well, I hate stealing, so I went up to the manager and told her what I saw. And this woman ended up getting detained by police while children was standing there crying, and the entire time, this woman was screaming, I'm just trying to feed my kids, I don't have any money. Okay, so I get home, I tell my roommate what happened, and she calls me a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you know that mom, she's just trying to feed her kids. I basically told my roommate, hey, stealing's wrong, there's other ways to feed your kids. So am I the jerk for ratting out the mother?
1,000,000%.
Yes.
You do.
We're going to agree on this.
You do not own that store. You are not part of security of that store. And people can put things in their bag until they get to the checkout line. That bag is just another way of carrying things. So she might not be stealing. She might just put it in her bag because she can't carry it. And when she gets to the checkout line, she'll take it out of her bag and give it to the cashier.
Yeah, right. And I didn't even think about that. For my thing, I agree with you that, yes, you are a jerk. Sorry. I mean, I'm sure you're a very nice person in real life. And I like the fact that you're defending the store and you care about the store. But from somebody like me that's worked in retail for a long time, I worked in retail, I worked in a supermarket, they factor in something they call shrinkage because they expect a certain amount of stuff to be stolen. So they do one of two things. They factor that into the budget, and they also raise the prices of some items because they know that they're going to go missing and they have to make their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. The store's well aware. They're compensated for it. It is up to the store to have surveillance, to have security, to handle that sort of thing. And if the store doesn't care, why do you care? And it's not like, here's the thing. Yes, stealing is wrong. 100%. I'm on board with you 100% about that. I do not disagree with that. I think calling the police on a mom who's there with her kids who stole like some cookies and cereal, like that's a little much. I think be banned from the store. So I agree with her. Yes, stealing is not just wrong. It's disgusting. It's not okay on every... No, there's no one out there that's going to be like, yeah, stealing's great. Like, nobody thinks stealing is fine. Nobody thinks so. But I think you have to weigh what your responsibility is, what your social responsibility is. Are you more concerned about this mom and her kids? Or are you concerned about the store, the big corporates? You know what I mean? It's not your responsibility.
No, you have no responsibility. You're a shopper.
Right.
I watch all these police videos and somebody shopping will say, that guy in the red hat, I saw him steal something. And he just walked in and now they're calling the police and taking this guy to the side. And he's like, what are you talking about? No, somebody told us that it was a guy in a red hat. Just because I have a red hat, I'm being detained. No, that's not your job. Unless you're a security guard, unless you're watching the camera. Turn your head the other way and walk away.
The security guard might have seen this and decided, you know what? It's a mom and kids. she took some cereal. We're good. Like, I'll put money in the till for her. Like, maybe the security guard saw her on camera and decided he's going to let it go. So first of all, second of all, you got to ask yourself, when you go to bed at night, what is going to upset you more? What are you not going to be able to sleep thinking about? The fact that somebody got away with stealing something from a store that you had to pay, like you had to go spend money, but she got to get everything for free. Is that going to bother you more than the fact that now a mother of two little children now has a record, now
right.
has to hire an attorney and deal with all of that because of you?
She could lose her kids.
She can lose her kids. Exactly. Which one of these things are going to keep you up at night?
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, you want some stories about sex toys?
I always want stories about sex toys.
All right, so the first one, there's a great Reddit subthread. It's called Confessions. It's really a good subreddit. Like, there's always, there's not always, once in a while, there's some really good confessions on there, some funny ones. So there's one that was just posted where a woman explains that she had used a vibrator and forgot to unplug it. And it remained forgotten in her bed until it almost caused a fire. I love the fact that she keeps her vibrator in bed with her at all times. Like, it doesn't live in a drawer. It doesn't have a box. She doesn't try to hide it. She said, I woke up with a thing going beside me because I got super drunk last night and rolled on top of it, which flicked it on. She said it completely melted and my whole apartment smells like burnt plastic. She said, I honestly think it was minutes away from setting my entire apartment on fire, which is embarrassing and terrifying at the same time. And my favorite thing is, so people started writing back to her. They're like, your vibrator shouldn't do that. That's very dangerous and not up to the standards of vibrators.
Well, I think she's got to buy a new one now anyway. So
No. But they were like, you should get in touch with the company. Your vibrator wasn't supposed to do that.
It's a safety function. It's not supposed to catch on fire.
I'm interested in having a vibrator that you plug in. Mine have all had batteries.
Or gas powered.
No, I have a brand new one. I didn't even have that option on it. It was just, you know, it's these little annoying batteries that you have to buy on Amazon because you can't get them anywhere else.
Oh, special vibrator batteries.
Pretty much. So it's like every time you order on Amazon, Amazon knows exactly why you're buying those batteries.
She buys a lot of those batteries.
This one is less about an actual sex toy, more about masturbation, which is what sex toys are for. I mean, they're for couples too, but let's just say they're mostly for, yeah. Do you know who Tom DeLonge is?
No.
He's the guitarist from Blink 182.
Okay.
Okay. And if you saw him, you'd recognize him because all those Blink 182 videos that were always playing, like you walk into a restaurant, that video would just be up there and you would see the Blink 182 guys. You know their faces. So he was interviewed by Guitar Magazine, and he says, playing the guitar fast, he's known for playing the guitar like super fast. He said, it's not easy, especially when you want to do it well and do it for hours. He said, here's the secret, masturbating. He said, when you masturbate and you get like a really good one going, he said, that is the same exact motion, and that is how he learned to play the guitar as well as he does. Just a lot of jerking off.
No, that's not what we were asking you at Guitar World Magazine. We were asking you technique, actually, and we wanted things a little bit more technical than just that.
Yeah, he said if you don't masturbate, you can't play punk rock music.
That's really, we were asking you what kind of strings you use. We weren't getting into all that.
The Sex Hour, an hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Haley, kick us off. What's your question?
I'm kind of in the mild bondage, but I have a weird problem. I've never been able to get into it with anybody I really love, like a boyfriend or right now my husband. Only with guys I casually dated. Do you have any advice for how I can feel more comfortable letting the sex and the emotions join together?
The reasons why people who like BDSM like BDSM have a lot of origins, like so many of them, that sharing it with a person we love, it could be that it doesn't fit into the narrative of why you're into BDSM. So, for example, there are a lot of healthy reasons people enjoy BDSM. They like that it's taboo. They like that it's edgy. They like that it takes sex to a new level. But there are some people who use it to deal with past trauma, either in their lives growing up or in past relationships. Those are usually the people who can't do it with somebody they love. It makes them very uncomfortable. I'm guessing that's probably you, because it's the most common reason why people don't want to share their kink with somebody that they love, and it's easier to do it with somebody they don't really care about. You know, we're talking about light bondage here. It's not like we're talking about you want him to put a ball gag and sex swing and full leather. I mean, it's light bondage. So for whatever reason you're into it, I think you got to realize a lot of people are into it. It's probably more common than you think. So sharing this with your husband is only going to make your sex life better, and that should be your goal.
It's the same reason why guys have girlfriends while they're married.
Okay. What?
It's because that's the mouth she kisses my kids with.
888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sex Hour.
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex Hour, whole hour, your calls, Cooper's reaction, her answers, because she's a psychologist and a doctor. Call now, 888-460-6002.
Hey, Greta, what's your question for us?
Why do you guys get morning wood? Are they horny every time they get it? Are they just thinking about sex all the time and it just pops up and greet them and say, good morning, sunshine, play with me? What causes it? Can people with erectile dysfunction get it? And all that other jazz. Because I'm a girl, don't have one, don't know.
You know, Greta, that's actually a really good question. I think there's probably a lot of women out there, especially if you're single and you don't have men that you have regular conversations with, and a lot of men probably don't know why they get it. So it's actually a really good question that I think a lot of people are wondering. Okay, so here's why men get morning wood. Men's testosterone levels are at their highest in the morning right after they wake up, especially immediately after waking up from the REM stage of sleep. So if you get a deeper night's sleep, you'll probably get a better erection. So the increase in that hormone alone may be enough to cause the erection, even the absence of any physical stimulation. So it's not like they're horny and thinking about sex. It's literally the testosterone in their body. And to the second part of your question, it actually is not true that guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, get morning wood. Some do. Most don't, hence the erectile dysfunction. If it's psychogenic ED, that means it's due to like psychological issues rather than physical ones. So somebody that has performance anxiety or relationship problems or is overtired or they've had too much alcohol, if that's the reason why they have ED, those are psychological. So that means your testosterone still works. The blood flow still works. Your nerve supply, all of that stuff still works. But a lot of men with ED don't have that. It's not psychogenic. It's physical. Those men do not wake up with erections because the testosterone levels are off. There's a physical problem with them. So I think the reason why you're seeing it more is because psychogenic ED is more common in younger men. So that's probably why you've seen it more.
Yeah, and I love we got a call a couple of months ago from a lady who said, my boyfriend wakes up like that. Is he cheating on me in his dreams?
Right.
No, you know what? We can't control it. It's just something that happens. It's like daylight saving time. We can't change it. It just happens.
Right. It's almost like asking, like, women, you get your period. I mean, are you having sword fights in your sleep? Like, why?
Yeah,
why would you wake up with your period?
Yeah, we don't understand it, but we just wake up that way. We're happy when we wake up that way.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour.
What is that?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
A whole hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. I am your good friend, Dr. Cooper. Went and got a PhD in this stuff so I can actually help you and give you real answers that you might be having to sex questions and relationship questions, like Chuck. Chuck has a question, and what would that be?
My girlfriend of a couple years and I recently got married, and one of the things we've been enjoying prior to this has been some dildo play and playing with some sex toys. Mm. So we thought it would be awfully nice if, for the wedding night, we got a nice vibrator and played around with that. So we went to, she sent me, rather, to Babeland and picked up pretty monstrous-looking thing. And when I got back home, she said, "Did you get batteries?" And I said, "Well, no, it just takes double A's, and we have a ton of double A's." And she said, "Well, we have alkalines, and you can't use alkalines in sex toys." Now, my father was an electrician, and I learned an awful lot of things from him, and this sounds bogus to me. And I don't see why alkalines would be any different than any other kind of battery when you're using a sex toy. She says that she was told that the toys can overheat, or the toys can cause the batteries to overheat and possibly explode. Now, the man in me wants to pat her on the head and say, "Well, look, honey, this is an electricity thing, and I know what I'm doing, and alkalines are just fine." Is this true, or is this an urban legend?
Okay, so the answer is, you want to pat her on the head and mansplain vibrators to her.
Right.
The answer is, it depends. It depends on what kind of toy you're using. You know, usually for vibrators, what keeps the motor spinning is the voltage put out by the battery, right? You know,
right.
Electronic, very simple. Most smaller sex toys run off of 3 volts by taking 2 AAA batteries. That's the most common.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrating adult toys enjoy volts. Electronic devices enjoy amps. So alkaline batteries are usually used for amps and not volts. So while they will work fine in most toys, alkaline batteries, it's fine. For some, they could also burn out and burn the motor faster. Larger toys, though, are more robust. They can handle alkaline batteries. And a lot of them now have docking stations and no battery, which we'll discuss in a second. So when you get any sex toy whatsoever, read the box. Ask the person at Babeland or wherever you buy your toys to suggest which battery is best for that toy. It's not like across the board don't use alkaline batteries. Some sex toys, they're perfectly fine. But you have to make sure that you're buying the right batteries for the toy you have. And they all come with a box and the instructions are all there.
They come in a box.
They come in a box so you can come in a box. But here's the most important thing. No matter what battery you use, it's really important to take them out when you're not using the toy, because batteries can leak at any time and that will damage the toy. And as you know, sex toys are very expensive. So the best way to keep it, no matter where you buy a sex toy, they will all tell you the exact same thing. Take the batteries out when you're not using it. I know it's a pain in the neck because you got to pop them back in, but it extends the life of the toy and it makes the battery work better and longer and doesn't melt down. And also the batteries leak. That won't happen. If you get a docking toy, this is really important. If you keep it in the dock too long and overcharge it, it has been known to cause fires.
Oh, great. So now when I get on the airplane, I got to hear about certain cell phones. And if you have an adult toy, please don't take it on the plane.
The Sex Hour, an hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Why did you like it, baby?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Coming up, he moved in with his fiance, and despite Anthony saying wedding cake kills a sex life.
It does.
No, they're fiance. They haven't gotten married yet their sex life is already dead. But we have a solution. And then she wants to know, is armpit sex a thing? We're going to discuss that next in the Sex Hour.
I bet they went to try wedding cake. You know when you go to try a wedding cake at the place, they give you just a little piece of the wedding cake so you can see which one you want?
Uh-huh.
I bet that's what they did.
That's what happened.
Killed
the
sex life.
She tried the wedding cake and was like, my vagina's dried up. The wedding cake is a little dry. Nope, that's your vagina, honey.
That's why it's called wedding cake. You know the kind of cake that doesn't do that? Birthday cake.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour.
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Your sex questions, my sex answers, Anthony's snark. Mm-hmm. Get it all. Hi, Frank. What's your question for us?
I've been dating the same girl for the past 4 years now. We're actually engaged to be married. We live smack dab in the center of the Bible Belt, even though I really don't put much stock in the whole religion thing. She does. Now, the problem that I have come from when we first got engaged about a year ago, actually a little over a year ago in March, right about that time, our sex life pretty much became non-existent. But unfortunately, things have just taken a turn for the worse. We've probably actually gotten physical with each other one time in the 3 months that we've been buddy together. And I told her that is a problem, but she says that the problem is with me, not with her, that I'm never available to her, even though that's most definitely not the case. She just never seems interested when I bring it up. And so I'm just wondering, you know, what the hell should I do here? Is this relationship just something that I need to call it quits on?
All right, you cannot go your life, the rest of your life, without having a sex life. It's just, it's not fair. It's not fair to you, and it's really not fair to her either. So before we discuss ways to revive your sex life, because it's very possible, people do it all the time, you said something that we need to address. She said you're not available to her. That means that she can still orgasm. You're just not there when she does. You know, that means she still has a sex drive. It's not like her sex drive has dipped for some medical reason or physical reason or hormonal reason. No, so that's not the issue here. And you want to have sex, so clearly that's not the issue for you either. So that's always the first thing I like to rule out. Is there a physical situation going on? What you really need to ask yourself, you need to really be honest about this. Has your relationship run its course? You know, are you not having sex because you're no longer attracted to each other? Are you more like brother and sister? Is it a companionate relationship where you guys are buddies and you run a house and you pay your bills? And I know it's only been 3 months you've been living together, but, you know, has it become more like that and less romantic and less sexual? So before you get married, and luckily you didn't get married, you can get unengaged very easily. I think you need to be very honest with yourself. How you feel about her. Are you still attracted to her? Do you want to make this work? Both of you. Do you want to move past this? Because you can. So if that isn't the case, if you're not brother and sister and it's not a companionate relationship and you're just kind of going through something, you can get your sex life back. There's several ways. One of them, you can try something new. Boredom is one of the many reasons why a sex life can become stale. But if you start experimenting with new positions or fantasies or sex toys or having sex in the kitchen instead of in the bedroom, or, you know, doing something new can really help rekindle the passion in your relationship.
It's been 4 years and the sex has slowly gone down to nothing. You know what? Go ahead and get married, because that will fix it. You'll have more sex than you can handle. Just go ahead and go for it. Because it just gets better with age. It just, if you like sex and you haven't had it in, I don't know, months, the minute she says, I do, she's going to get horny and the panties come down. Trust me, I've lived this. It will be fine.
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What do you want?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions. The Sex Hour. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice going on right now, the whole hour, the Sex Hour. Cooper's a psychologist. Dr. Cooper, call us now.
Hey, Ella, what do you want to know?
My boyfriend and I have a question for you. He's convinced that people really do have sex in their armpits. And I think that's an urban legend. And I was trying to Google it, and there's nothing about it much besides ingest. One thing that's serious, but women actually enjoy the sensation, the sticky feeling, which I also think is an urban legend. Could you clear this up for us?
I love that you Googled it and still couldn't find anything on it. There's actually a lot of research on this, and armpit sex, as you're calling it, has been around for a very long time. It's not an urban legend, and you should know that if anybody comes up with anything, if a man found a new place to put their penis, they're going to put their penis there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look up ear sex. I know that's out there. So, all right. So it's not an urban legend at all. It's just more unusual. It's actually been around for a very long time. It's called auxiliary sex, A-X-I-L-L-A-R-Y, and we're going to call it armpit sex just to make it easier. It doesn't usually have a much of an appeal to women from their point of view, but it can be a desirable place for a guy. It's soft, it's warm, it's moist, it's an enclosed space.
That's all we need. Check, check, check.
Right, exactly. You know, and some women might be like, you know what, I'm on my period, or I'm not in the mood, or here, take my armpit. You don't know.
Ooh, baby, bring it on.
Yeah. Here, just take this.
What kind of deodorant you use it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get that aluminum free?
But there actually is an armpit fetish. Of course there is.
Oh, God.
Where a person is sexually aroused and sexually attracted to armpits. Of course there is. There's a fetish for everything. Yeah, a lot of men like it also because of the smell. The natural body is a powerful force in sexual attraction for some people. They like it. It's the reason why a lot of women have stopped shaving their armpits and have stopped using deodorant, aside from the aluminum, you know, unhealthy thing. There are women who are with men that enjoy their stench. They enjoy their smell, so they don't shave and don't use deodorant. Certain pheromones found in your armpit shown to improve mood when smelled or licked.
Oh, okay, now that's too far. It's too far. It's gross now. Now the sex hour turned to gross hour. Sorry.
That is a mild fetish. Men have fetish for armpits. They like to lick them, kiss them, taste them.
Okay, and end of sex hour. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.